Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Friday, we check in with the city of Bloomington's volunteer network, and our great friend down there is Lucy Shake. Lucy, look at the sunshine. Are we having fun yet? Let's get out of here. Let's just let's lock the door and get the heck out of here on a Friday.
Oh, are we voting? I'm in.
No, there is no voting. This is a dictatorship. You must leave. You must leave. You must leave now. Unplug the internet. Shut the lights off. Just get out of here and go enjoy your weekend. And I tell you what, let's head down to Lake Monroe. Well, we can't go this weekend. We can always go to Lake Monroe this weekend. But coming up in October, they're going to need some help with camouflage duck blinds. Well, my first question for you is, how am I going to see them? How do I know when I get there? What's going on?
Yeah, not that good of a camouflage. But, yeah, go have fun this weekend and then come back October 3rd. To camouflage the duck blinds in preparation for their duck hunting season. I'm not quite sure where this part is, but the Stillwater North Fork Wildlife Area at 9 a.m. on October 3rd, that's a Saturday, they're going to need everybody from age 10 and up to put some hands-on effort into camouflaging these duck blinds together, and that's through the DNR and Monroe Lake. You can bring a lunch if you want to stay through the whole day, or you can just do the morning portion. And it sounds like a lot of fun for all you outdoorsy types who want to get out there and be part of prepping for the season.
The North Fork State Wildlife Refuge is way back in the northern part. So if you go and you go and you go, you go past the dam, you go around and all the way back. Yeah, it's the northern part of the lake. So if you're curious, if somebody asks you, now you can give them at least a half an idea, because Google Maps helps us out all
did you just
the time.
Look that up?
I did. Why? Of course. We had we needed to know this to send people
there.
That's
right. There. It actually says Kent Road and McGowan Road. So those are out there.
If you go to Google Maps, you can find it really easily, so it'll make more sense sometimes for visual directions as opposed to somebody writing those down. So that's a fun way to get out and enjoy the weather. And we don't look like we're cool. We're going to be cool this weekend, but the next couple 10, 14 days, we're going to feel like summer again. So that should be tasty. Now, everybody is getting back to school in one way or another. We are on yellow, which means we're just fine. We can go on this limited schedule we've created. But school flu vaccine clinics are going to open. Where are they going to open? Who needs to get there? And how can I help volunteer?
Well, this is being put on by our health department, which is the hub for the Monroe County Medical Reserve Corps volunteers. And despite the name, you don't have to be a medical professional to be a part of that volunteer corps. You just have to apply and say you're willing to help out. And this particular corps of volunteers is going to be helping with a pod, which is a point of distribution for the flu vaccines, starting at the end of the month and then continuing all the way through the early flu season of December 10th. And so you're going to be, just helping facilitate that pod, handing out consent forms, stickers to people who've gotten their flu shots. All the safety precautions will be there for you. And this will be, one that's really helpful to the community at large, especially as we're entering flu season, in addition to having this continuing pandemic.
And it's hard to get away from the pandemic. And our next example just shows how we've learned to work either with it or around it. Virtual everything is happening, whether it's meetings, fundraisers, walks, runs, you name it, and the virtual run for the animals. Well, it used to be you'd show up and you'd run for the animals. Now you have multiple times you can run for the animals. It's a almost 2-week long process. Tell me what's going on for the Monroe County Humane Association.
Yes, this is one of the most fun runs because you can do it with your pet. But the Monroe County Humane Association, this is their fundraising run walk. And in normal times, it's one for speed, right? You can put in your times. It's one of those 5Ks that go on during the fall season. But no times this year. You're just going to be signing up for the event, sign up your pet for the event. And then you get a 2-week window starting September 27th through October 10th. to actually complete your 5K. And then they give you a hashtag, MCHA2020Run, that you can post pictures of you, your family, your friends, your neighborhood, doing the 5K run or walk for MCHA and supporting the animals in Monroe County. So this is really kind of an interesting and fun way to adapt a normally like in-person big gathering event to something like you said that's virtual and just kind of you're doing it on your own time in your own space.
But you still get the cool stuff you would if you showed up.
You do. You get a really nice, some swag from area businesses, they say. You get a really cool special year. I think it's their 25th anniversary for this event. So that's cool. You get a 25th anniversary t-shirt. If you sign up by the 25th, so get on it and do that. And then you get, they have a really cool logo on the back and a sticker that you get as well.
Fun stuff. And
of course your bib. Yeah.
Two weeks to run a 5K. All right. Let's see if we divide 5K into
that's
14.
That's about how long it takes.
Let's see. That would be how much is that a day? 2.2. Yeah. I'll do one of those each day for 14 days. You know, that would probably be healthier for me than just to do it, get out and do something every day for 14 days instead of just doing it once and then being dead for 2 days afterwards.
That's right.
We'd
it's going to be as gorgeous as this. It's
yes.
A great season for all the run walks that are happening. There's so many in the community. This is just one of them. But what a great reason to get out is to help our nonprofits raise funds and friends for their support.
And the 2020-ness of 2020, of course, there hasn't been more than a tenth of an inch of rain in the month of September when all these festivals and all these walks and all these runs and all the outside stuff goes on, and here we are. Being safe, we're being smart, our numbers are going down, that's good, but it's just, I believe it was Alanis Morissette who pointed out how ironic things were sometimes.
I remember that one.
Lucy Shake is our guest. She puts up with me every Friday. I'm not sure why, but she must need some volunteers and help. And if you can't make it because of perhaps COVID, perhaps your job, perhaps your kids, whatever it is, well, cash donations always work, and in-kind donations are always in the equation as well. Lucy, tell people how they can count and make those count, even if they can't make their time perhaps fit into all these wonderful opportunities.
Yes, you know, spring and fall, I think, are our kind of clean-out times of year. So if you're looking at your stuff and you're thinking you need to get rid of some of it, check out the BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org/community wish list to see if any of our nonprofits are looking for what you've got. You can repurpose your stuff back into the community, or if you're going to be doing any of the sales out of the stores, check those out as well to see if there's something you can purchase and give to a nonprofit.
Give it to somebody. They will find a way to use it. Make them throw it away if they don't need it, because, as we know, everybody will find a use. It's very difficult in this town where somebody will just say, no, we have too many of those. That never happens. So try to make that possible. Lucy, if people would like more in-depth information, minus the comedy show, they can go where?
They can always go to BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org. That's 24/7, 365. Whenever you're available, that website is there for you.
And a human being will also pick up the phone during regular business hours. What is that telephone number for our rotary dialers out there?
Yeah, you called this yourself today. So it's 812-349-3433. You can contact me there, and I'll help navigate to what you're looking for and as a way to connect to the community.
And remember, too, these are only a couple of the examples highlighted this week. There are plenty of more ways to get involved. If you don't like being outside or if you don't like being inside, there's all kinds of stuff. Just head to the website. Get out of the office now. That is an order, young lady. Get out. Get in that weekend. Enjoy the sunshine. Bundle up tonight and tomorrow, though. It's going to be chilly, and it's going to be perfect all week. Have a great weekend, Lucy. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucy Shake from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network.